Governor of Sindh, Kamran Tesari, on Tuesday took a firm stance against Karachi's notorious dumper mafia, stating that if he is given authority over the DIG Karachi for just 1 week and a single dumper-related accident occurs, he will resign from his position. Addressing a public gathering in Hyderabad, Governor Kamran Tesari discussed various pressing issues and announced initiatives aimed at the city's development. He criticized the situation in Karachi, saying, "The public has been misled, and now these dumpers are crushing our own children." Tesari further claimed that if the mayor of Karachi were placed under his supervision, the city's old roads could be restored immediately. The governor also suggested that Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, should merge completely with the Mujahida Qaumi Movement, MQM, to bring greater political stability in Sindh. Reflecting on IT education in Hyderabad, he lamented the delay in completing courses. "We conducted IT tests here months ago, but 5 months have passed and the courses remain incomplete. If I reveal the real reason, the whole of Hyderabad will take to the streets," he remarked, adding that he is exercising patience. Tesari highlighted social welfare activities being held at the Governor House in Karachi, including daily iftar dinners during Ramadan, where items such as plots, motorbikes, and Umrah tickets are distributed. He also shared that over 1 million ration bags and more than 12,000 laptops have been distributed so far, without taking a single rupee. He thanked the people of Hyderabad for their warm welcome, calling their hospitality historic, and added, "If the police ever harass you unnecessarily, just tell them the governor is your brother, it will elevate your respect." Speaking about looming challenges, Tesari warned that certain forces want Sindh's people to remain weak so they can take over. "Half the takeover has already happened. Hasn't the municipal administration already been seized?" he asked. He concluded his speech by urging the people of Hyderabad to remain united and resilient, saying, "Tougher times are coming, but together, we will face them." Yesterday, a young couple, Abdul Qayyum and his wife Zainab, were expecting their first child after Eid al-Fitr, but a driver speeding his water bowser ran over their motorcycle, killing the would-be parents and their unborn child near Malir Halt flyover in Model Colony.